Our region's dirty air is a big problem, but that doesn't mean we can't have a little fun with it, right? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. The Group Against Smog and Pollution, or GASP, is trying to make learning about air pollution and its impacts on our health a little more engaging. The nonprofit in Pittsburgh has a new exhibit to get kids and adults thinking about breathing clean air. Producer Andy Kubis joined some community members as they checked it out. She started off at a display of lungs, pigs' lungs.
It feels slimy, wet, and very squishy like a pillow.
Do these lungs look clean to you?
Yeah.
So that pig doesn't smoke, does he?
He's got nice pink lungs.
Quinn from Aliquippa.
Did you see the pig lungs?
No, I didn't. Let's go look at it.
Real pig lungs, yep.
This is crazy. So somebody decided to just take the lungs out and just hang it up in front of us, like, and we pump. Okay, I'm with it.
They're actually the same size as human lungs. And so these are actually healthy pig lungs. And you can, when you pump them up, you can see how nice and full they get with full breaths. Now we actually have a set of diseased lungs as well. They will not inflate as fully and as nicely as the healthy ones. And the whole point is showing is that when your lungs are affected by air pollution or by smoking, that you're not able to breathe as well.
I don't really care what my lungs look like as long as they help me breathe.
I'm Rachel Filippini. I'm the director of the Group Against Smog and Pollution. The whole point of doing this exhibit is that we know that air pollution is a serious issue that has serious consequences for people's health, but we didn't think you had to be so serious when we did education about it.
What are you guys doing over here?
We are making slime to represent boogers, because your nose is the first defense against air pollution. A lot of times the particle pollution, the particulate matter, caught in your nose hairs and in your boogers, and that helps keep it from going in your lungs.
Did you know that?
No.
Cool. I like this.
Do you want to add any pollution?
The exhibit is meant to be family friendly and very hands-on. They can pick a huge nose where they can pull out air quality facts and learn more about air pollution in our region.
Here at number 5, air pollution can trigger heart attacks, stroke, and irregular heart rhythms, especially for those that are susceptible. Damn.
Pittsburgh's air is improving. But unfortunately, our air is not where it needs to be in terms of being healthy air. We still continue to rank very poorly on national rankings of air quality. We still have very high levels of fine particulates and ground level ozone and other pollutants that affect health. So while we've made progress, we are not where we need to be. And so this exhibit is to really educate people about the fact that we still have a significant problem, but let's not despair about that. Let's actually learn more about it and then be able to use what we've learned and take action.
You too can get your hands on some real pig lungs or pick the giant nose. You know you want to. GASP's airfare is open tonight from 6 to 8 at Assemble on Penn Avenue in Garfield. And parts of the exhibit will be on display there for the rest of August. Or see a video of the pink pig lungs in action on our website, AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Updates. I'm Carol Holsapple.